Seattle is a pinball player's paradise. Hundreds of machines fill dozens of arcades and bars across the city, including at the iconic Shorty's in Belltown. The Coney Island-themed bar is known as the birthplace of Seattle's pinball culture and is also famous for its vast collection of creepy clown art. So when Shorty's was forced to move to a new location yesterday, a parade of clowns arrived for a pinball party like no other. Cairo Radio's Aaron Granillo reports.
We love you, Shorty's!
The circus comes to Belltown as about a dozen clowns make a ruckus outside their beloved local bar, Shorty's.
It was the first dive pinball bar that Seattle ever had. It is Coney Island themed and full of clowns, and it's terrifying.
That's Honey Harrison, dressed in zebra-striped stockings and a matching coat along with classic clown makeup. She's been a regular here ever since moving to Seattle 4 years ago.
This is a historic day in Shorty's history. It's moving just down the road, so all of the pinball machines will be moving down the street in a spectacle for the locals to enjoy.
Shorty's move marks the end of a 22-year run at its original location. The building that houses the bar is slated for redevelopment. So send in the clowns to pack up the place and haul the pinball machines down the block.
Ready?
Go!
Classic games. Like the Addams Family. And Batman 66. Carefully transferred on dollies, arrive at their new home, the machines bringing along a slice of Seattle's spunk and history.
Shorty's is one place that is emblematic of a Seattle that people know and love.
Dyer Oxley is co-host of the Northwest Nerd Podcast and our resident pinball historian at MyNorthwest.com. He says Shorty's was the seed that planted the city's pinball craze in the late 90s.
Shorty's was the place where a scene actually lived and existed for years. After a while, of course, this like snowball started, and next thing you know, there are pin crawls throughout Seattle where you can go to pub and just play different machines throughout an entire day or night.
Shorty's rules.
My name is Kate Folker. I'm a retired waitress of 40 years. All the staff from all the restaurants around used to congregate here.
And they still do 20 years later. Folkert says she's thrilled. Her favorite hangout spot lives on.
The spirit of Shorty's is something that you cannot take away from just a building. I'm 70 years old, and I've always been that clown. Shorty rules!
Shorty's owner, Ewout Vanderwerf, agrees the customers are really the main attraction, not the pinball or the bar's iconic cigar-smoking clown logo. Vanderwerf says the new Shorty's will survive only if the same characters come for the show.
But will they like it? They'll find themselves in a different bar stool, in a different spot, in a different building, and they may not like it. Or they may be ecstatic and say, this is great, this is better than before.
Vanderwerf will find out soon enough. Shorty's reopens at its new Belltown location this Friday.
That's Cairo Radio's Aaron Granillo.